holding on the next last line of Nazayim Abayz. Just to recap then, we had yesterday, and we kind of gave it short shrift yesterday because we were in a hurry, but we started discussing a machloikus about yesh chupa l'psulos or ein chupa l'psulos. Meaning, if you have, we discussed in the Mishnah that a kohen is a mekadesh, a woman he's not allowed to be married to, a grusha to a kohen hedyot, an amana to a kohen gadol, etc. We said that we had a machloikus in the Mishnah, Reb Meir versus Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, whether at that point that passes over from eating truma. And we had actually the two different explanations, Rashi's two explanations, whether we're talking about a bas kohen or whether we're talking about a bas Yisrael. So we started discussing yesterday a related question, which is, if this kohen brings this woman into the chuppah, but they haven't yet had relations, does that passel her or not? We said that Rav says it does not, because until the actual bia is done, she's not passel. And Shmuel says it does. Now, actually, one detail that I didn't mention yesterday, but which is going to be important as we go along in the Gemara over here, is, What kind of chuppah are we talking about? Because when you get down to it, you know, in the Mishnah, we have, Reb Meir had said once she's miskadish already, she's possible to eat truma, because we learned yesterday, mishtameres l'bia psula, that she's awaiting a bia which would make her possible. So in that case, I mean, you would think chuppah is after kiddushin, so in that case, of course, according to Reb Meir, she's already possible. How is Shmuel saying, ain't chuppah l'psula, it's according to everybody, meaning even according to Reb Meir?
Right, after kiddushin.
Usually, you would expect chuppah is after kiddushin. Chuppah is basically the equivalent of the yichud room. Although the poskim do talk about that also chuppah can be what we call nowadays the chuppah where they stand under a canopy, whatever it is anyway, but yeah, that you the classical meaning is more like the yichud room, yeah. Be that as it may, you would think that happens after kedushin. So what are we talking about over here? So Rashi explains actually that we can be talking about a case, you can have a case where they did not do kedushin yet and they started with chuppah. Now the Gemara discusses in Ksubas, when we say that the Ha'isha Niknis B'Shalosh Drachim, or not in Ksubas, in Kedushin, whatever, that a woman can be Niskadish with one of three things, Kesef, Shtar, or Bia, is there actually a fourth? Is there maybe Chuppah as well? And the Gemara goes back and forth on it for a while, though the Halacha is that not. But there is still the possibility that we're talking about over here, the Rashi says then that what we're talking about over here is Chuppah without Kedushin. So in that case, you would ask, so what's the issue? So Rav would say, yesh chuppah l'psulos, that even in that case, even though it's true there was no kedushin, nevertheless, though, chuppah is closer to bia, really.
So is it kedushin or it's not
kedushin? It's not kedushin, but in other words, according to Rav, we would say that even though she's not miskadosh on that basis, nevertheless, because it brings her closer to bia, to the kind of bia that would make her a chalala, then therefore we already passel her for truma at that point. And Rav is saying that even Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, who hold the kedushim of Isser, don't passel her. They would agree. Rav says that a chuppah psula does passel her. That a chuppah of Isser does passel her. Whereas Shmuel would say the other way around. Shmuel would say we're talking a chuppah without kedushin. So she's not miskadosh to him yet. They stood under a chuppah, or they went into yichud, whatever. Very nice. That they haven't actually accomplished anything by doing so. So therefore Shmuel says it's not an issue. And Tosfos has a long discussion over here about the possibilities. Are we talking davka about that kind of chuppah, or are we in fact talking about the regular kind of chuppah after kedushin?
Yeah.
On top of that, also besides Rashi and Tosfos over here, there's another shitta, the Rambam's shitta, which is that basically we're dealing with the question: when she goes into the chuppah, do we consider that once she's gone into the chuppah, she has the chazakah of being a ba'ula, of already having had relations, so that even if afterwards we were to, let's say, do a physical examination and find she's still a psula, we would say, never mind, we don't pay attention to that. So that, according, we would say the chazakah is that she's ba'ula regardless. So according to the Rambam, that would be the meaning of the machlokes over here, yesh chuppah or ein chuppah l'psulos. When she's posel, do we assume on the basis that she went into the chuppah that already she's considered ba'ula, or maybe not, since after all the kohen knows that she's also to him, maybe at the last moment he'll hold himself back and not actually do bia with her. Anyway, so all this was Rav and Shmuel. Amar Rami Bachama. On this subject of yesh chuppah l'psulos, banu l'machlokes Reb Meir v'Reb Elazar v'Reb Shimon. Not like Rav, who says everybody agrees that yesh chuppah, that the chuppah is effective at passeling her. Not like Shmuel says all the Tanoim would agree that it's not. But rather, it's the same machlokes that we had in our Mishnah. L'Reb Meir d'amar kedushin pas. This is what Rabbi Bachama is saying. Lira, mayor Dharma Kedushin possibly according to the mayor who says that Kedushin possible her, well then Chuppah Nami possible. Okay, then Chuppah accomplishes the same thing. Again, if we're talking about Chuppah without Kedushin, or even if we're talking about the possibility of Chuppah after Kedushin, whatever, let's go with Rashi's explanation, because it's more straightforward, that it means Chuppah without Kedushin. By the same token, the same way as Kedushin itself possible, so even though she hasn't yet come to Bia because she's Mishtameris the Bia Psola, all the more so Chuppah, where she's for sure Mishtameris the Bia Psola, it's bringing her even closer to Bia. Little Blazer, Rav Shimon, Dami Kedushin, like possibly Chuppah Nami, like possible. Whereas according to Rav Blazer and Rav Shimon, nothing short of actual Bia apostles are okay. So she's not possible, even Chuppah. The question is, the Gemara asks, "We might." Says who? Dilma Ad. Who says that it's the same exact machlokas? Dilma Ad Kan like Amar Rav Meir Hasim Elab Kedushin Dekanila. You know when Rav Meir says that she'll become possible without Bia is Kedushin. Kedushin, at least he's actually koiner. He's actually accomplished a kinyan on this woman. So maybe that's enough to apostle her. Abu Chuppah the like Kanala like. Chuppah is not Kaina. We say again, you know, there is a day over there in Kedushin, the day I think of Ravuna, that says that Chuppah can be Kaina, and he brings the Kabbalah Chaimah for it. But the Gemara ends up saying not like him.
Chuppah is just
Ichud. Kedushin is actually, you know, he gives her an object and says, Harayat Mekudeshesli. So according to what Hagemara is saying over here, which is the halacha, Chuppah without Kedushin is nothing really. Yeah. Well, there are actually different Rishonim on the topic, but yeah, generally speaking, the standard mahalach among most Rishonim is that, yeah, when we talk about Chuppah in the Gemara, we mean Yichud.
But Yichud
is something, I mean, what's Yichud? But that's the thing, it's not Koina. Well, according to Rav Huna, it would, but we're not talking according to Rav Huna. We're talking according to the Maskana, that's not, that only Kesef Shtar and Bia are Koina. Inami, Abba Chuppah de Lekandala Loi. Inami, or you could say the other way around. That Ad Kan Lekami Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Hasim Elab Kedushin de Lekrivi Labia. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon are Makel on this woman. She can still eat Truma. Again, either that she can eat Truma de Bei Nasha if she was a Baskarian originally, or that she will be able to eat Truma after being niskadish to this Kayan if he dies at this point or whatever. They'll say that the Kedushin itself didn't passel her. They'll say, like Kribi Labia, because the difference is Kedushin does not bring her so close to Bia. You still need Nisuin before you get to that. Abba Chuppah to Kribi Labia, but Chuppah is like the last stage before Bia. Okay, even if we're talking about Chuppah without Kedushin, nevertheless, the fact that they're in Yichud already is brings her much closer to Bia. So therefore, Hachinami de Pasla. So maybe Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon would agree that passels her. So you can't say that the Machlokas in our Mishnah is the same as this, that they would agree that they would have the same argument about Yesh Chuppah or Ein Chuppah.
What's the point of Chuppah without Kedushin? Why do you do it?
Why do you do it? Well, one idea that the Mefarshim bring is like this. After the Kiddushin, they won't need to do Chuppah again in order for the Nisurin to take effect. It'll be like they've done it backwards. They did Chuppah, and then they're doing Kiddushin, and then at that point they're considered Nasuri. The marriage has been fully accomplished. And, for example, in this case where we're talking about a Kayan and his wife, at that point she'd be able to start eating Truma if she's not a Psola. Ella e ikalamema beplugta.
So we come to the point where we say inclusion of this.
So far we say that the machloikas in our Mishnah about Kedushin cannot be the same machloikas, not necessarily, not necessarily would Rav Meir and versus Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon hold their same respective opinions when it comes to Chuppah without Kedushin.
Right.
Because we just said, because there's a difference. On the one hand, Kedushin is koina, Chuppah is not, so therefore Chuppah is more lenient. Maybe therefore Rav Meir would be more lenient, like Shmuel said, Ein Chuppah l'psulos. Or the other way around, it's closer to Bia, so therefore Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon maybe would be machmir, like Rav, Yesh Chuppah l'psulos. Ela yikalamei mevpulta. So no, rather, if you're going to say that this business of Chuppah is the subject of a machloikas tanoim, it would be dehani tanoim. It would be the machloikas of the following tanoim. The Tanya, we learn in a Braisa, Nisu, if they actually got married to the Kohen, Zuvazu, this or that, I mean, each kind of woman, meaning Ksheiros of Psolos, whether she's kosher or whether she's possible, I mean, a Psola meaning a Grusha or whatever, Oishin Nichnisu l'chuppah v'le nivalu, or if they went into the Chuppah, if they did Yichud, but did not yet do Bia, Oichlis mishaloi va'oichlis b'truma. At that point, the Bais says they can eat. They're entitled to be supported from the husband's from the husband's property, from the husband's estate, because the fact that they went, even if they're psulis, the fact that they only did chupa does not yet passel them. But oichlis b'truma, and they can eat truma. Tosfos, by the way, points out that actually this Ochlis Mishaloi and Ochlis Betruma are actually talking in two different cases. Ochlis Mishaloi, because what it is like this. If she's a psula, we actually don't allow her to be Ochlis Mishaloi once she went into the chuppah, because they shouldn't be getting married in the first place. We would rather cancel her. She should not be entitled to be supported by her husband yet, and maybe that'll induce her. You know what? I don't want to go through with this. I'd rather just break the whole thing off, and he gives me a guest, and we don't do this Aveira. The Oichlis Mishaloi would be, well, if the chassan dies at this point, once they went into the chuppah before Be'ila, then Oichlis Mishaloi, she's entitled to be supported from her husband's estate. Conversely, the Oichlis Betruma is, if the husband is still alive, we're saying, according to the Spreisa, since they only did chuppah, they did not yet do Be'ila, then she can eat Truma. Which Nichnesu Mekwalden, So that was the Braita. So Nichnesu, when it says that they went into the chuppah, and it's distinguishing between that and Nisu, because what the Braita says, Nisu Oishin Nichnesu l'chuppah, so it implies there's two different possibilities. So that implies Mekal the Nisu Nisu Mamish. That implies that the word Nisu means literally they had relations. How can you say that? Obviously if they had relations in their psulas, then they're possible to eat truma at that point. Elalap prevention nichnasu l'chuppah v'leinivalu. Obviously, the word nichnasu nichnasu l'chuppah means they went into the chuppah v'leinivalu, but they did not yet have relations.
If he had relations,
then it is possible. V'katani oichlus v'truma, and the Braisa says that she's able to be supported from his estate after he dies, or that if he's alive, she's allowed to eat truma. That's one day. Then Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishar, Rabbi Yechon ben Beroika, no. He says, Kol shabi asa machilasa, any case where once she has relations with her husband, she'll be able to eat truma, namely if she's kosher to marry a kohen. Chupasa machilasa, then the chupa is also able to make her eat truma.
Even if it's a...
No, only if she's a ksher, obviously, therefore. V'chol she'en biasa machilasa, any case where the bia would not allow her to eat, namely where she's a psula, and therefore once she does bia with her husband, then she's going to be asur because she becomes a halala. Then ain chupasa machilasa. Then the chupa can't be machil her either. So therefore, we see that we have two different tanoim. We have the Tanakama of this Braisa saying that nichrasu l'chupa v'le nivalu, they're still allowed to eat truma. And then we have Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishar ben Beroika saying no. Once nichnasu l'chuppah, because it's the kind of chuppah, because if they had actually gone through with it, if they had actually done ve'ila she would be pasul, then the chuppah also makes her pasul.
She would be pasul for all the reasons that we mentioned.
If she did ve'ila, she'd be pasul because she's a halala at that point.
Because what?
Because she's a chavala. Because once a grusha, or an almana of a kohen gadol, or whatever, yeah, has relations with a kohen, then she becomes a chavala. So she's also to eat truma. And not only that, the fact that she becomes a chavala also means that if her husband dies after they had relations and she became a chavala, if her husband dies, she can't go back to truma de bein nasha. She can't go back to eating truma from her father's house either, even if she's a bas kohen. So therefore, so on the face of it, we see that that's exactly the machlokes tanoim, whether chuppah passels or whether yesh chuppah l'psulas or not. The Gemara says, "Oh, me my," says who? Dilma Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishar ben Yochanan ben Beroika k'Rav Meir Svirlei. Maybe it's not really a machlokes about chuppah itself, but rather Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishar ben Yochanan ben Beroika holds like Rav Meir of our Mishnah, d'amar kedushin lo achla. Who says that once she's niskadish to this kohen, then she can't eat truma. Maybe the chuppah we're talking about over here. Here we might be talking about the second kind of chuppah we mentioned before. That usually chuppah means after kedushin. Before we were saying that we're talking about before kedushin, but Rabbi Shmuel would say that he would say that chuppah after kedushin is not makalur because the kedushin itself already popular. So the point is, in other words, not necessarily is the chuppah in this braisa talking the same kind of chuppah as we were talking about before. It could be a different kind of chuppah. And that's the case where Rabbi Shmuel would be saying that she can't eat truma on that basis. But maybe if it's chuppah before kiddushin, maybe he wouldn't have a problem with it. Like we said before, maybe even Reb Meir wouldn't have it. Maybe even Reb Meir himself wouldn't have a problem with that.
So which kind of
chuppah? We would have to be talking about chuppah after kiddushin. The question is, you can't say that. Because hai kosha and biosa machilosa and chuposa machilosa, in that case, then what's the wording that Rabbi Shmuel is using? He's saying any case where the bia cannot allow her to eat truma, then the chupa can't make her eat truma. It should say differently. Kosha and biosa machila and kaspa machilosa mibayalai. It should say any case where the bia, where the eventual bia would not allow her to eat truma because she's a grusha, lakayan hediyat, for example, then the kesef, the money of the kedushin, prevents her from eating truma, because at that point already, according to the mayor, if you're saying Rabbi Shmuel holds like a mayor, according to the mayor, once she received kesef kedushin or shtar kedushin or whatever, one of the three methods of kedushin, she's already possible at that point. So what are you bringing in chupasa machilasa? I mean, barilei is what it should have said. And the answer is not necessarily. You could say Dilma Aidi Dama Tanakama Chuppah Omer Yunami Chuppah. Could be, since the Tanakama mentioned Chuppah, because according to the Tanakama we said maybe we did say before that Chuppah that there might be a distinction between Kiddushin and Chuppah, because even Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon would still agree. They would say that maybe that we're not necessarily, no, that we said before that maybe they would agree Chuppah is closer to Bia, therefore it's popular. But the Tana of our Braisa is saying no. No bia is no bia. Chuppah, very nice. It's maybe even chuppah after kedushin, but it's still not bia yet. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel would be so. Therefore, for parallelism, Rabbi Shmuel, would be saying, you know what? In that case, she is possible, but not because of the chuppah. According to him, she's already possible. According to him, what we just said, she might be possible already, taka from the kedushin. So why is he mentioning chuppah rather than kesef? Because the Tanakama mentioned chuppah, because according to the Tanakama, she's still kosher at the time of the kedushin, and the Tanakama wants to say she's even still kosher at the time of the chuppah, and therefore Rabbi Shmuel also mentions chuppah. Parallelism, but really you would say that the Tanakama holds she's still kosher even after chuppah, which is after kedushin, and Rabbi Shmuel would hold faker. She's posel already from the kedushin that happened before the chuppah. So we can't really prove anything one way or the other from this about. Well, yeah, chuppah after kedushin, in other words, yeah. So
kedushin means kedushin.
Kedushin means kedushin, but right. So
the star.
No. But what he means is chuppah in this braisa really means the whole procedure that leads to chuppah, beginning from kedushin. Because if we say that Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Meir, then that's how it would have to be. Now, it could be that. It could equally well be that he really means chuppah precisely, and therefore that he's arguing on this, that they are in fact arguing on this issue of yesh chuppah l'psulot or ain chuppah l'psulot, but you can't prove it from this braisa. Amr Rav Amram. Going further on this topic of yesh chuppah l'psulot, so Rav Amram said, ha milta amalan Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes told us the following teaching, va'an harinu la'ayin mimasnitin, and then he enlightened our eyes by showing how we can derive it from a Mishnah. We had that expression yesterday also. I saw, by the way, an interesting vote on it. This expression, va'an harinu la'ayin, is always said in the Gemara. It appears like five or six times in Shas, and always it's said about Rav Sheshes. Why? Because Rav Sheshes was blind. He was blind. So therefore, they wanted to point out, even though physically he may be blind, but he enlightened our eyes. He made us be able to see better by pointing us to the relevant Mishnah.
Can be blind and still enlightened
others. So what is it? Yesh chuppah l'psulos, that Rav Sheshes had said that there is a chuppah for psulos, which is like Rav had said before, that yes, once she goes into the chuppah, she becomes possible. And here we're back to chuppah before kedushin. Tana Tuna, and we see that our Tana, the Tana of a Mishnah, teaches something that expresses that idea. The pasuk says by a soita. The pasuk says after the kohen gives her the whole curse over there. If you're innocent of the charges against you, then you'll go free. But if from after drinking the soita water, but if not, then your thigh is gonna swell and your belly is gonna fall, etc. The whole thing over there. And what does it say? V'omra Isha, amen, amen. Why the double amen? So the Mishnah says, she's saying, amen shalosa tisi arusa unesua shemeres yavam uknusa. It means, one of the meanings, the Mishnah actually mentioned several meanings of the double amen, but one of them is that she's saying that I'm acknowledging that I did not go astray. I was not unfaithful to my husband when I was in arusa, unesua, or shemeres yavam. or Knusa, after meaning that I'd already done Yibum. Now, there's two ways of understanding. There's two ways of understanding what this means, and that's what the Gemara is going to be discussing now for the next Amud. What exactly this means? Does it mean that we're talking about four different cases in which the woman can be given the sota water to drink? Number one in Arusa, number two in Nesua, etc. Or are we talking about that this is one woman declaring that in four different circumstances in my life, A, when I was in Arusa, B, when I became in Nesua, etc., that I was never mezana? So it's one woman, four cases, or is it four different cases that can be made to drink the soda water? Yeah. One thing, by the way, the Mishnah points out over there is he can make her swear about those things because in any of those circumstances, if she was Mizana, she would in fact be offered to him. Well, not, actually, it's not so, of course. If she was a Shemeres Yavam, it's not so simple, actually. The Gemara has a whole discussion. The Gemara has a whole discussion of it in Soita, whether, in fact, a Shemeres Yavam would be offered by being Mizana. Remember, she's a Shemeres Yavam. Her first husband died. She's waiting for Yibum. There's an Isha Lav on it. Sure, let's see. Isha Shemeres Yavam. There's an Isha Lav on it. Sure, let's see. Isha Shemeres Yavam. But does that necessarily make that therefore she's also to the Yavam? Not necessarily. That's the Gemara discusses it over there.
For the ones who doesn't hold by Zika, then?
No, it's not a question of Zika, not necessarily. We could say one possibility the Gemara mentions over there is according to Rabbi Akiva, because ain't commission tops and b'chai v'lavin, and therefore she's already then already she's off limits to the Yavam. Yeah. Anyway. So the point is the Mishnah makes it clear over there. For example, you can't make her swear. You can't make her answer Amen if you want to make her swear that I was never Mizana before I was Niskadish, before I was Nisaris, because that wouldn't make her also to her husband. So it can only be the cases that would make her also. That's why it lists these four.
Only also.
Yeah. Anyway, so the Gemara is starting with the assumption that we're talking about four different possible cases where a woman can become a soita and be brought to drink of water. So hi arusa hechidomi. So we have to consider what kind of arusa, what case of arusa are we talking about? Ilema dekoni lokshi arusa or kamashka lokshi arusa. Are you talking about that he did the original kinui, the original warning, don't the altisyachti employni when she was in arusa, and then she became a soita still as an arusa, and he's bringing her to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Hamikdash, still as an arusa? Can't be. Arusa bas mishtiyahi. Does an arusa b'chlal drink the soita water? V'hatznan, we learn in a Mishnah there, arusa v'shemeres yavam l'shoytus v'loinotlus k'suba. Then arusa v'shemeres yavam, in fact, that no. If they're accused as a soita, there's no way for them to drink the water. Because
make them drink?
No, we don't make them. We're not allowed to make. Remember that any time you give the soita the water to drink, it involves erasing the Eibush's name. So you can't do it unnecessarily. In these cases, the pasuk mentions that the whole concept of soita only applies when the woman is tachas isha, literally means under her husband, but it means like under her husband's full control, like she's fully married to him. And arusa is not fully married to her husband. Neither is a shemeres yavam, especially if we say in zikah, but that's another matter. But so therefore, the whole concept of mei soita does not apply to these women. So obviously, it can't be that. So therefore, lo shoytis, they would not drink the soda water, lo noitlis ksuba, they also would not collect the ksuba, because having been suspected, having gotten themselves into a situation where they're suspected as a soda, their husband, or the yavam, as the case may be, is not obligated to pay them the ksuba. Ella, he's going to have to divorce them, but yeah. Ella, you're talking about the koni lokshi arusa v'istatra. So are you talking about a case where he did the kinui when she was in arusa, then she was nistatra, then she was secluded with this guy, v'kamashka lokshi nesua, and then later on he went and married her, after all of that, after the kinui, after the stira, he went and married her, and now he's bringing her to Yerushalayim? That doesn't work either. Mi banki lo maya, are the waters v'chalau going to test her in that case? V'hatanya, we learn in a b'raisa, also in Soita. The pasuk says at the end of Parashat Soita, v'nika ha'ishme avain. It says that the man will be cleared of guilt. Now Rashi says the simple explanation of it is like, you know, the guy has seen his wife die a horrible death from the Mei Soita. He shouldn't start thinking, he shouldn't start second-guessing himself, you know, maybe I shouldn't have done this whole thing in the first place. No, v'nika ha'ishme avain, he's clear of any guilt for what happened. But the Gemara explains Api Alacha that it has another meaning. It means Bizman Sha Ish Minukam Oven Hamayim Botnes Ishtai. Only if this man is himself clear of Averis, specifically Averis that have to do with marital relations, Hamayim Botnes Ishtai. Only then will the water test his wife. Eina Ish Minukam Oven. If the man is not himself, if the man himself is guilty of such Averis, such as, for example, being Mizaneh, or the different possibilities. Actually, the Rambam actually has a shita, which is going to come up soon in the Gemara. The Rambam has a shita that even if even having relations with her while she's in Arusa already makes him Einim Minukum Oven, because that's an Eisim also. He's not supposed to have relations with her until the Chuppah, until the Nisuin. That's another matter in the Mefarshim.
Right?
Yeah, so that's the Mefarshim have a hard time understanding how that Rambam fits with this Gemara over here, because we're going to see soon the Gemara is going to assume that if he had relations with her as an Arusa, he's still considered Menukum Me'oven. He's still considered that he's not guilty of an Avera that would prevent the site of water from working. But according to everybody else, though, Menukum Me'oven would mean, for example, that he's never been Mizaneh, that he's never had relations with somebody that he's not supposed to, whatever. Anyway. If he's not clear of Averis, then the water will not test his wife. Which the Gemara mentions at the end of the Mishnah, mentions at the end of Saita, that there came a point towards the end of the second base of Mikdash when the Znus was becoming so rampant among certain parts of the Jewish people, they had to discontinue the use of May Saita, because already it was getting to the point that people, it's not working, and it's being Moitzi Laz Alamayim. People are saying, oh, you see, you know, the water doesn't work. And then they're not realizing that it's because the husband himself is, yeah. Anyway, so what's the point? Once she becomes a soiter, we learned back in the first parak, and we've touched on a couple of times since then, she becomes author to her husband until she drinks the water. So if she was an arusa, and then there was the kinuri and then the stira, and then he had relations, then he did an historian and had relations with her. He himself is not menukum me'oven, because he himself was not allowed to at that point. She's a soiter. And then the water is not going to test her. So what do you mean? So what do you mean? There's a case where she could be in where she could have become a soita and a rusa, and now she's in a sewer. Ella dekani lokshi arusa. Okay. How about the following case? And Tosfos points out, by the way, what about, you could say, that maybe okay, it was b'shogeg. He didn't realize that she had actually been nisatir. The answer is, once he had done kinui already, once he knew already, once he had reason already, when she's in Arusa, to suspect that something funny is going on, and therefore to do a kinui, then it's up to him. He's responsible for making sure that there's no evidence of stira. If he doesn't, then you can't say he's minukum oven. He's guilty of not following up on it. Yeah. Anyway. Ella dekani lokshi arusa. So no, rather the case could be he did the kinui when she's in arusa, the istatera, then she was nistater, the nichnas of the chuppah v'loy nivala, and she went into the chuppah, but they did not yet have relations, which then she's in a sewer. And then he's still menukah me'oven because he hasn't had relations with her. Ushma mino yesh chuppah l'psulis, and you see from that chuppah is effective by a psula. She's psula to him because at this point she's a soita. He's not supposed to be having relations with her, and yet we're saying the chuppah makes her a nesua to the extent that she can now drink mei soita. Do you see yesh chuppah l'psulis? That's how Rav Sheshis enlightened our eyes. How do we know yesh chuppah l'psulis? By analyzing that mishnah.
Because
she's a psula now, because she's a fighter,
right.
And yet we see the chuppah is effective in making her a nesua.
How is it effective making her?
Because if she wasn't a nesua, she couldn't drink the water. The Mishnah had said, "Amen shalos tisi arusa," which was saying, in other words, the implication we're understanding right now, the Mishnah to mean, right now, I'm an arusa, right now I'm a nesua, but when I was an arusa and I was nistater, I did not become tamei. Which means she has to be in the sewer now, because we said an arusa doesn't drink the water. She's not takas isha.
Right.
Yeah. However, Amar Rava, Tisperda, the Hamar Tarasdehi, how could you possibly think that this Mishnah is correct? There must be a mistake somewhere in this Mishnah. Why? V'ha ki also Rav Acha Bachanina Midroima, when Rav Acha Bachanina came from the south of Eretz Yisrael, I guess, also he came v'aisi masnisi b'yadeh, and he brought along with him a braisa, which says as follows. When the pasuk says mibal ade yishich, in the oath that the kohen makes the woman accept with the amen amen, he says to her that if you were guilty of having relations with anybody out except for your husband mibal ade yishich, except for your husband, which means mishakadma shchivas baal labayil. When does the soita water work? When does she drink the soita water if her husband had had relations with her before the bayil did? So in other words, a normal nesua. When does she chayav to drink the soita water? If under a normal circumstance she was married to her husband, they had relations the night of the wedding and maybe thereafter or whatever, and at some point after that she was nesater with this guy who may or may not have had relations with her. But not the other way around. Not if the first one to have relations with her after her marriage is or after her erusin, whatever, is the boil, is the paramour. So in this case that we're talking about over here, if we're saying that the Mishnah implies that she went into the chuppah, but they did not yet do be'ilah, and we're saying that previously when she was an arusa, she had possibly cheated on him with somebody else, that's kodma shchivas boil the baal. That's the boil had come before the baal ever did. In that case, the whole procedure doesn't never happen. So obviously, yeah, that it can't be the case. So how could you possibly understand the case of the Mishnah about arusa? So you have to say there's a mistake in that Mishnah. So you can't use it as a proof. Amar Rami Bachama, no, Mashkacha Flo, I can find you a case. Suppose that while she was in Arusa, the Gemara mentions in Yehuda actually they were miyached them together, and it might be they did via, but if he had relations with her while she's in Arusa in her father's house, then the baal had come before the boil. So he was makadish her in Tishrei. In Cheshvan, he had relations with her. In Kislev, she was sat there with this other guy and may have had relations with him. So Cheshvan comes before Kislev. So Baal came before Boil, we're good. In Tavis, they got married. And at that point, he brings her to Yerushalayim for the test. So you've covered all your bases. Which, again, like I say, Mepharshim have a very hard time dealing with how this would work according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, if he's Baal El Beveis Aviyah, then he is not Menuka Me'oven. Then the husband himself is guilty of an avera that prevents the soita water from working. So how would all this work out? So different mepharshim talk about different possibilities. There is midaraisa versus midrabanan. There's midaraisa. Maybe there's not such an issue with it. You mentioned the people of Yehuda who used to do things that way. So it's only midrabanan. It's also so the Torah is telling us that the Torah might have to be telling us the Torah might have to be telling us before that takana of the rabanan. Or another possibility is maybe the Torah is taka saying two reasons why she can't drink in that case. One because he's not menuka me'oven, and also because not really two reasons, but that we're saying that when she says arusa, that yeah, in that case she's taka not going to be able to drink the water because the baal is because the baal is taka guilty. The question is, okay, in that case, if you're saying that arusa means that the husband had relations with her while she's in arusa, so what would be the parallel by shemeres yavam? Shabala yavam beveis chamiya. It would mean that the yavam had relations with her while she's in her father-in-law's house. What's the problem? Shemeres yavam kari slah. How do you call her shemeres yavam at that point? Ishtei mal yehi. She is his wife for all purposes. D'ha'ama rab karna l'kol. We said before when we began this sugya and Daphne involved that we had an argument when our mission at the beginning of the parak had said the previous mission actually at the beginning of the parak had said abal yivimpe ben shogig b'mameizit etc. that he's kona, we said rab ama kona lakoil, that he's kona for all purposes, she's 100% considered his wife even though it was a bit of a shogig b'mameizit or what have you. So therefore, what do you mean? So if he went to Beis Chomiv and instead of doing a proper Yibum, he just had relations with her, at that point, she's not a Shemeres Yavam anymore. She is a Yavama. Not an Yavama. She's fully his wife. She's fully his wife. Which again, Mepharshim deal with the question, there is a machlokas apostkim whether Yibum requires Edim. We know obviously that Yichud, the regular chuppah after Kedushin requires Edim. Does Yibum require Edim? Not Edim Bia, of course, that would be Pirtus, but Edim, you know, Edim that they're preparing for Bia or whatever, yeah. So if we say that you need Edim Yibum, then why doesn't the Gemara answer very simply? He had relations with her Beveis Chomiv, but there were no Edim. And again, there's a lot of different answers. One very straightforward answer that Pischa Trova gives, I think it's Pischa Trova gives in Shulchan Aruch, is maybe we would say that without Edim, it's a suffix, whether she's a Yivama or not.
We never mentioned that Edim are necessary.
I think we touched on it one time before. The Gemara didn't really discuss it, but that's why it's not a Machlokas in the Gemara. That's why it's a Machlokas in the Poskim. But yeah. Anyway. So Rav says that any kind of bia is enough to make her his wife for all purposes. The answer is okay. You could say Kishmuel, Dama like Karnel, Dvar Mamar Parsha. Fine, you could say that. We understand that Mishnah according to Shmuel, who says that no, that a bia b'shoigig or b'mezid or whatever is only koina insofar as now she's not a shemeres yavam anymore, and he can inherit the property, but not for example as far as that she can eat truma, not as far as that he can be metamet to her if he's a koina, etc. So, and you would say, fine, you know, Rav disagrees with that Mishnah. Rav Tanahu. Problem is, midi hu taima el Rav. What the whole reason we're trying to understand this Mishnah is according to Rav. This whole concept of yesh chopal psulis is Rav's shita. If we're understanding that Mishnah according to Shmuel, Shmuel himself saying chopal psulis. So we don't need the Mishnah as a proof for him. On the contrary, we're trying to use the Mishnah as a proof for Rav. So what are you all of a sudden telling me? We can only understand the Mishnah according to Shmuel. Ha, I'm a Rav Kana L'Koil, and Rav says that any kind of Bia makes her fully his wife, so she's not a Shemeres Yavam anymore. So how could there be a case where he had relations with her as a Shemeres Yavam, and she still remains a Shemeres Yavam? It's impossible. The answer is, Hacha by a skin, and she's learned to Avod B'Maimer. Fine, you know what we could be talking about in the Mishnah? What do we mean she's still a Shemeres Yavam? He didn't do Bia with her yet. He did Maimer. Or Beis Shammai, and this would be this Mishnah then would be according to Beis Shammai. Da'amri Maimer Kona Kinyan Gomer. They said, we have this a few times already, that Maimer makes a Kinyan Gomer. So therefore, in other words, so it makes a Kinyan Gomer to the extent that she's already considered. On the one hand, she's still. So what does that mean? What does that mean when we say Kona Kinyan Gomer? It means like this. We talked about a few days ago that after Maimer we would say now she no longer has the status of Zika of Shemeres Yavam. Now in a way she has the status of a regular woman, of a regular arusa, which means that you need chuppah at that point. Which means that you don't say at that point that bein b'shergig bein b'mezid or whatever you're kind of. You need an actual bia l'shem the mitzvah. Or not necessarily the shame of the mitzvah, but at least the shame nisuin. The shame nisuin rather than the shame is nus. So now at that point if the Yavam goes and has relations with her as nus, the mezid for example, then Ataka would not. She's still a Shemeres Yavam. Until he does a Bia not necessarily the shame yibum, but the shame nisuin, whatever. Yeah. But he has had relations with her, so therefore you still have kod meshchivas baal leboil. You still have the parallel case. Now we can make a parallel with the arusa where he had relations with her while she's an arusa. Similarly here he had relations with her while she's a shemeres yavam, and yet she's still a shemeres yavam.
Because he didn't do it
the shem. Because he didn't do it the shem nisuin. That was after Maimer.
What did he have to do with the Shemisuin?
Hello? They have to have in mind, whatever, I don't know, maybe he has to tell her, yeah. At any rate, it's not going to be like our Mishnah said, like the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek had said, but Mazid, where they're doing it, L'shem Znutz. That for sure wouldn't work. The question is, Yehoch Yehainu Arusa. Well, if that's the case, then that's the exact. According to that, if you're saying that Maima Kona Kinyan Gomer, in the sense that it makes her an Arusa, and now it makes Yinin Nisuin, then she's an Arusa. What's the point of repeating it? Okay, the Gemara says, so according to your own logic, isn't it the same thing whether she's married with a normal marriage or whether she's knusa, whether she's married after Yibum? Either way, it also amounts to the same thing. What are you saying? The word nesua and knusa refer to two different ways in which they got married. She was nesua, she's his own wedded wife, and there's knusa, where originally she was married to his brother and now she's married to him. Hachanami, the same thing you could say, Arusa di Devi Shemeres Yavam de Chavri. The same way you could say, the Mishnah is not mentioning Arusa versus Shemeres Yavam as if to say they're really two different disjoint cases, but rather to say Shemeres Yavam is a kind of Arusa, basically. It's an Arusa where she wasn't originally his Arusa, she originally came to him through being a Shemeres Yavam. And right now she's an Arusa by way of being a Shemeres Yavam, as opposed to a direct Arusa, where he just did Kiddushin. So all that is one way of explaining it, which therefore we could after all say that there's not a mistake in the Mishnah. We could find a way to understand how the Mishnah is using the word arusa and saying that nevertheless you can still construct a case where she's able to drink the soda water. And therefore once we have that, then therefore we're able to use it as a proof for Rav that Yesh Chopal Psulis. Rav Papa Amar. Here's another possibility. Hi Tanahu. No, the Mishnah could be going according to the following Tana. You can't necessarily use the Mishnah to prove that Yesh Chopal Psulis, to prove Rav's Shita, because the Mishnah might be according to the following Tana. the Tanya, Ein Mekanin Lo La Arusa La Shkroitza Kshi Arusa, you're not allowed, you cannot do a kinui for an Arusa in order to give her to drink while she's an Arusa, because like we said before, it has to be Tachas Isha. But you can do a kinui while she's in Arusa, and then the actual giving her to drink will be after she's in Asua. Which means, in other words, that this the Tana of this Braisa disagrees with what we said before. He disagrees actually with two things that we said before. Number one, he disagrees with the whole Menuchah Me'oven business. According to him, even the husband actually had relations with her after she became a Sota. Nevertheless, he still considered Menuchah Me'oven and the Sota water will work. Number two, he doesn't hold of this Kodem Shchivas Baal LaBoyal business. According to him, yes, it can very well be that the Boyal had relations with her before the Baal ever did, before they ever did Nisuin, and he had the first relations with her. And nevertheless, also the Sota water will still work.
How can he say that? No,
obviously we're talking about an Arusa. No, because we're talking about this. No, Mekanin means Mekanin, so we're talking about a Sota. Yeah. There is a different version in Rashi over here between the square brackets in Rashi is that the Tana might agree this Tana might agree about the Shchivas Baal LaBoyal business that has to be, but he would disagree on the Menuchah Me'oven business. He would have to say sort of like we said before, that the husband did have relations with her while she was in Arusa, and that way at least you have Kodma Shchivas Baal LaBoyal. But it doesn't matter, even though afterwards also he had relations with her after she's in the sewer, which should be also because she's a soita at that point. Nevertheless, we're saying we're not worried about that. That's not considered any Menuchah Me'oven. So according to that version of Rashi, the Tana of this Braisa would only be disagreeing with one point that we said before. Anyway, whatever it is, we could say that we're talking about that it was a regular Nisuin, it wasn't just chuppah without Be'ila, like we wanted to say before, but rather it was a regular chuppah with regular Be'ila, and nevertheless, you can still drink. So therefore, you can't prove anything from that Mishnah about chuppah or not. Third possibility, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Ayde Gilgul. You could say, we're talking four different kinds of women, one an Arusa, one an Asura, etc., and each of them is given the water to drink. No, Rav Nachman says we're talking about one woman where you can do Gilgul Shavua, means that when a person is, the classic case of Gilgul Shavua is, you know, Reuben has a claim against Shimon, which is not strong enough to make Shimon swear on. He would need, let's say, one aid to make Shimon swear on it, or by the mixus or whatever, and he doesn't have that. Later on, though, he has another case against him where he is able to make him swear. So if he has one aid on it, for example, when he brings him to base and to swear on that thing, he can be megalgal, he can roll into the shvuah, as long as you're swearing to me that you don't owe me this $100 that which I have one aid that says that you do, then I'm also going to make you swear that you don't owe me the other $50 that I don't have any aiding for and you denied the whole thing.
How do you call that?
That's called Gilgul Shvuah. So like you're rolling together more things into the same shvuah. Not one implying the other. Once you're swearing already to this, swear also to that.
Oh, you include it.
You include it in the same shvuah. Yeah. So here of Nachman Yitzchak saying, we're talking about the same kind of thing. We're saying that we're saying that when she's in the sewer, for example.
He was Makana after the Nisuin, let's say.
But he's saying, as long as I'm having you swear, as long as the Kohen is making you swear that you were not Mizana after the Kinui and Stira, which happened when you were in the sewer, I'm also going to make you swear that you were not Mizana when you were in Arusa, even though I was never Makana to you at that point, and I wouldn't have had the capability of making you swear for that alone. So that's when she says Amen Shloisatisi Arusa Nesur Shemeres Yavam Uyavama, this is one woman herself saying that in all those four circumstances, whichever ones apply to me, that I was never Mizana. So again, therefore, no proof. Going back to the concept of Mishtameres Labiyah Psula, when we said before, right after the Mishnah, we said that Rameir holds that when you have a woman who's Mishtameres Labiyah Psula, that she's awaiting a bia that would make her apostle, that would make her halala, then at that point, already according to Rameir, she becomes also Tzitzruma. So, Shalach Rav Chanina Mishmeid Rav Yechanan. Rav Chanina sent the following message, the following halacha in the name of Rav Yechanan. Ha'osam Maimer B'Yivim. So if somebody does Maimer with his Yivama, a Kohen, not necessarily a Kohen, we're talking about Kohenim. V'yesh Leilach, and he has another brother, at least one other brother. Afilu hu koyin v'hikayenes poslo min atruma. Then, even if he is a koyin, well, we're talking about he's a koyin, but even if she is a kayenes, even if she is a bas koyin, the fact that he did mimer postles her from truma. Why? Because when mimer, we said, according to, we mentioned a few lines ago that according to Bishamai, mimer koyin a kinyan gomer. But the halacha is not like that. The halacha is, according to Bishillo, that mimer is just is only effective midrabanan. The problem is that the problem is she has a zika to each of two brothers. She has a zika to each of two brothers. Now, once one of them did mimer with her, if the other brother at that point were to do yibum, it would be a psula, because he's also to marry her. She's also to the other brother who didn't do mimer with her. So therefore, in that sense, she's mishtameres to be a psula. The bia that could potentially happen with her would be a bia psula. So therefore, even if she's a bas koyin, and therefore she's still entitled to truma de bein nasha all this time, she's been entitled even after her first husband died, she's still been entitled to truma on the basis of her family, on the basis of her parents. Nevertheless, now she's going to become puzzled until the yibum is actually accomplished.
Including the bein nasha?
Yeah, that's what we're saying. Even if she's a kohenes, she's still puzzled right now from truma de bein nasha because she's in shameres to be a psula. The question is, Laman, who is that according to? Ilema de mayor. Are you going to say that's according to the mayor? Even the mayor doesn't go so far. When does the mayor say that she becomes possible to truma? If the psula is midaraisa, drabaran mi amar. Here the psula is only, if one again la halacha alibur de hilchasa according to Bishillo, the mimer has no effect min atorah at all. If the other brother at that point does yibum with her, he's not over on anything midaraisa. He's over on something midrabanan. Even her mayor is not going to say she's possible from that.
It was Kenna.
What?
And it was Kenna. It will be his right side. The second brother.
Midaraita is Kenna, sure. Which, by the way, the Mishnah had mentioned the case of Chalutza, Lakayin, which a Chalutza is indeed Dirabanan. The Mepharshim say the Mishnah didn't really need to mention Chalutza. It's just the standard expression throughout Shas whenever you want to mention Psula. It says Amon Lakayin Gadol, Grusha Chalutza Lakayin Hadiyat, Mamzeros and Asina, Li Yisrael, etc. So therefore, did the whole list, even though Chalutza itself is only Dirabanan. You're going to say that this din that you're talking about as far as the mimer is according to the Blazer and Reb Shimon. They hold that even if she's waiting for a bia that's possible with Daraisa, she's a grusha l'koyin, and still she's allowed to eat until the actual bia. Much more so when the psula is only Darabanan. So it can't be. Ella, so no. Also Ravin Amar, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he explained, if he did mimer, then fine. Everybody agrees at that point she's able to eat. If she's a bas koyin, that is. If she's not a bas koyin, then yeah, she can't eat based on the mimer, sure. On the other hand, yeshle och cholol, if the brother who did mimer has a brother who's a cholol, then everybody would agree that at that point she cannot eat. She cannot eat truma. Why? Because if the cholol were to do yibum with her, yes, it's only an isur derabanan because of the mimer, but the cholol himself would make her a chalala. The din is, what makes a woman a chalala and makes her possible to eat truma? We talked yesterday or the day before about the bia of any of the psulim, of any person who's possible to marry her, but any of the psulim kohuna. But in addition, if a male cholol has relations with a woman, even though that's a marriage which is perfectly okay according to halacha, nevertheless it makes her a halala.
Because now she's a halala.
She can't eat truma. She can't eat truma de bein nasha either. Yeah. So if he has a brother who's a halal, then because of the zika to him, she can't eat truma.
She'll be on mono, she can marry a kohen.
If she's an amono, what, from this halala?
She's a halala.
No.
She can't marry.
He's saying that if this woman married a cholol and then her husband died, she's still also to marry a kohen. She's a cholol. Yeah, but the point for our purposes is that she's also to eat truma. So therefore, if one of the brothers of the one of the brothers-in-law of the yavam is a cholol, then she's possible to eat truma. Until that's settled.
How could one be a kosher and the other one be a chalal?
Imagine you have that their father had two wives. One was a kosher, one was cheder, one was a grusha. Loy nechlik u'elashin nasan la get. The machloikas rather is if the kohen the kohen gave the yavama a get. Now again, the bia if he had bia if he did yibum with her at that point, it would be a bia psula midrabanan, but not midaraisa. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Echelas, Rish Lakish Amar Ein Echelas. So no, rather the machloikas now would be that Rabbi Yochanan would say at that point she is still able to eat truma, and Rish Lakish would say not. Rabbi Yochanan in the case of a get, right? Why Rabbi Yochanan Amar Echelas? Rabbi Yochanan would say she's allowed to eat truma because there's no problem. Again, a few little Rabbeir Dama Ein Echelas. Even according to the mayor that Mishtameres would be a psula is not able to eat truma, and this is going to be a psula. Hanimila Mishtameres would be a psula deraisa. That's only when the Isser is deraisa. Abel did Rabbanan Achla. Here the whole issue again, Midaraisa get has no effect with the Yavama. Only Chalitza can have that effect. So therefore, there's no problem. She'd still be until the actual Bia, she'll be able to eat. Exactly. But the Shlokish Amar Ein Echelas, whereas the Shlokish would say that no, she's not allowed to eat Truma. Why? Because, and not only according to the mayor, I feel a little belaz of Reb Shimon, the Amri Echelas, even according to the belaz of Reb Shimon from our Mishnah, who said that a woman, that a grusha or chalutza or what have you, who was niskadish to a kohen, is allowed to eat truma. But the difference is, Hani Mila, the Yeshle Lahacha B'makam Acher. The difference is, why? Because, like we said, we said the Svara before, because this act of Kiddushin that the kohen did with this woman who's possible to him, the same kind of act of Kiddushin, if it was with a Kshera, would make her be able to eat truma, with a Raisa at least. Midrabanan, we said not till they actually get married, but whatever. But here, if a kohen gives a woman a get, that never makes her able to eat kedushin, to eat truma. It's not the act of giving a get that makes a woman able to eat truma. So therefore, there's no logic to say over here that because he gave her a get, therefore, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon would say once he gave her a get. Yes, midaraisa, that get has no effect, but that's not the kind of action that makes her able to eat truma.
Why would the Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar have a problem with a get?
That's the same, because the action of giving a get is something that does not allow a woman to eat truma. So you can't say, so once he gave her a get, you can't say at that point that he's able to be machir her. You never find that a kohen giving a woman a get makes her able to eat truma. You could answer that no, as a matter of fact, I can find you a case where giving her a get allows her to eat truma. Namely, what happens if her husband divorces her and they didn't have any children? The pasuk says she can go back to her father's house and she can eat truma the beinasha again. So there you have a case where he gives her a get and she goes back and she's able to eat truma. The difference is when she goes back to her father's house, she's completely separated from him. So now she's returning. Now she's closer to her father's family again. But here the yavam gave the yavama a get. The get doesn't separate them. They're still going to need chalitza. So therefore, she's still tied to him. She's still just as much tied to him as before the get. The point is, she's still very strongly tied to him to the point where you need chalitza, as opposed to a regular case of a get where they were married, and then he gave her a get. Yeah, that completely cuts off things. Therefore, there's more reason to say that there's a difference between those two. And therefore, you can say that giving her a get is not the kind of thing. Giving her a get is not the kind of thing that in and of itself makes her able to eat truma. And therefore, nothing doing. According to the Shlokish, everybody would agree that she becomes possible at that point.